This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is kind of a choose-your-own-adventure in this economy right now. What you see, what you predict, kind of depends on what you choose to look at. Do you choose to look at the politics of this economy? Georgia and the runoffs tomorrow, Wednesday and the counting of electoral votes, phone calls and representative democracy? Uncertainty, in a word. Do you choose to look at the pandemic and vaccines and how very, very slowly things seem to be going? A problem because the virus is still in charge of this economy. Or do you look at the nuts and bolts of what's going to be a long, slow slog to a full economic recovery, of which one of the toughest parts is going to be rebuilding the income of a whole lot of Americans? Come Friday, we're going to get the latest snapshot on average hourly earnings in this economy, and it is expected to show continued strong wage gains. But our guy on economic statistics, Mitchell Hartman, he says best to ignore that and focus instead on the trouble yet to come.
So a crazy thing happened on the way to the pandemic recession. After the economy shut down and 20 million people lost their jobs, workers' average hourly earnings went up, skyrocketed, actually, up 8% year over year. But
what that was noise, not signal.
Joseph Bruzuelas is chief economist at RSM Consulting. He'll be our guide through this thicket of wage data. And when he says noise, not signal, he means fast rising wages have been a statistical anomaly of the pandemic economy. High-paid professionals kept working from home and mostly held on to their paychecks. But millions of mostly low-paid service workers lost their jobs.
When you've got 40% of households making $40,000 or less seeing a job loss or a loss in wages, that explains that head fake, if you will, on wages.
40-year-old Cinnamon Deutsch is an example of what Bruzuelas is talking about. She was teaching at a child care center in Ashtabula, Ohio, when it closed and she got laid off in March. Her $350 a week paycheck disappeared from the average hourly earnings calculation, but she got on unemployment, which included $600 a week in extra federal pandemic pay until she was hired back 3 months later.
I made twice as much on unemployment with the extra $600 as I do now. But I am glad to be back to work. I mean, I like, you know, going to work.
So, like many Americans, Deutsch's income actually went up for a while because of additional unemployment benefits and relief checks. But those temporary effects are fading. And Joseph Bruzuelas says we're in for a rude awakening.
What I think we're going to see is a very bifurcated wage market. This idea of a K-shaped economy. Separation between the haves and the have-nots.
Bruzuelas says the haves, those who work in what he calls the Zoom economy, will have it made.
Those at the upper end, those who are already thriving, there's going to be competition for those workers and a premium placed on their wages.
But for lower-wage service workers, even as the economy reopens and employers start staffing up again,
those in the middle to the lower end of the market where the damage occurred, they're not going to see a lot of wage growth.
That's due in part to supply and demand. Lots of unemployed workers looking for jobs, not enough job openings to give them leverage to demand higher pay. Then there's something economists call downward nominal wage rigidity.
Firms during hard times tend not to reduce the wages of the employees that they keep on the books. But when the times get better, wage gains are restrained.
That is pretty much what Cinnamon Deutsch is seeing in her job. She's back at work full-time at her previous salary of $350 a week. The extra unemployment income she banked back in the spring has run out.
My credit card is back up to, you know, almost maxed out, trying to pay $5 or $10 extra so that I can pay that down. I make enough money to pay my bills and have McDonald's once in a while. But I know that, you know, if my car breaks down or if I have an emergency, I'm just out of luck. I have to borrow from somebody.
Deutsch doesn't expect she'll get a raise until she hits 10 years of service in 2023. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.